T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ronald Serpas joins us right now, our friend, professor of practice in the Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola. Good morning, sir.
Hey, Tommy, how are you?
So tell me about the new police chief that the mayor named yesterday. Do you have any experience with him? Is it an upgrade from the previous chief? Is it hard to say yet? Jump in where you feel comfortable, sir.
Sure. I've known Sean Ferguson for some time now. When we came back in 2010 and got permission to start promoting a few people, we promoted Sean to lieutenant. He did a tremendous job. Promoted him to commander, appointed him to the commander's position in the 4th District. He did a tremendous job. I've watched him throughout his career. He's one of those leaders a good chief will spot early on and do the best they can to mentor him. I don't think it's a matter of better or worse than Mike. He's going to have different issues to confront. Mike had different issues than me. For example, you know, when we all came back in 2010, we thought we were going to do a lot of things, and then we found out we were flat broke. And we had to go years without pay increases, years without promotions, years without buying cars, years without hiring. That turned out to be our legacy, the 4 years of fighting the budget problems. Mike's 4-year legacy was beginning the consent decree. I think he's done a great job. And Sean's legacy will be to continue to grow the department out into the future, both with the consent decree and with money and funding for all the things you need to be a good police department.
You know, one thing I found interesting is they're talking about him heading the training academy, and that would give him a unique, perspective when it comes to recruiting.
I think it's important that by the time you reach the position of being considered for chief, you're going to want to have been in as many other positions in the department that you could be. Detectives, patrol, internal affairs, recruitment, retention, budgeting. And those are all the things that you'd want everybody to have as many of those buckets ticked off as you possibly could when you make a choice. Sean did an amazing job as a field commander, so moving over to the academy was a good way of rounding out new experiences for him.
Do you think it would give him maybe more knowledge or up close and personal experience that any other superintendent, not necessarily Chief Harrison, but would not have, because he's seeing who's coming in, what traits they have that are admirable, which ones not so much, or is it just about application by application?
I think it's better to have any kind of experience that's different than not, but yet you're still going to learn things. People aren't born into being a chief or a chief executive of any organization. So hopefully you've got as many of the boxes checked as possible. But if not, you're going to learn. You're going to surround yourself with people who know what they're doing, and you're going to get better and stronger. So having recruitment experience is a plus. I'm glad he had it. But I don't want to miss the point of saying that his leadership when he worked in my organization in investigations leadership, and then field command as a district commander made him an incredibly strong candidate, as were there others in the NOPD as well.
I heard him say yesterday the announcement that he had some plans. He knew Chief Harrison had some plans in place. He was going to see if they may be congruent and the same thing so that he would carry forward. Can you think of anything that perhaps his plans would include that would be different than those of Chief Harrison? And I presume you don't know what either are, but just in terms of generally speaking.
It's kind of difficult because the consent decree is still a pretty all-consuming strategy that has to be completed. I'm for it. I've been for the consent decree since day one. So there's some flexibilities the chief is going to have, but there's a lot of conditions that still have to be met to have the consent decree closed out successfully. So I think people like Sean and Mike, we had 1 year of the consent decree when I was here. That's the biggest thing you got to confront every day, is to make sure that's going well. It also touches a lot of other good things. I saw Sean as a street guy. I saw Sean as someone who really understood what it took to answer the radio, get people on scenes, give a good, fair treatment to the citizens at large. And I'm sure at the end of the day, that will be his ultimate pursuit. I noticed in his acceptance comments, he said accountability. Every police chief has to have accountability. I'm glad he said it. It's a good message for the community. And dig this, Tommy. This is the truest thing I'll tell you after 3 decades of being in police leadership. Good officers want accountability. It's the officers that are on the edge that don't want accountability. So he struck the right tone there.
It would seem like then it would put the good ones in an awkward position, right?
Exactly. I mean, we put in place, if you lie, you get terminated on the first event here in New Orleans, which wasn't in place. And the officers who tell the truth don't want someone who can't tell the truth with them, particularly in a tough situation where it might be your word against mine and somebody's life. So at the end of the day, very few people get caught up lying, but accountability drives a bigger message. And Sean was right to say that it starts with him and it moves through him and it goes through the department.
Somebody texted in real quick before we let you go about Mardi Gras, and considering it's a mayor's first Mardi Gras and Superintendent Ferguson's first Mardi Gras, is anything likely to change? Or are those plans already set?
Now, here's something for you, Tommy. I left in 2001 after having run five Mardi Gras as the chief operating officer. When I came back in 2010, not much had changed because the streets don't change. The blocks don't change. The number of, you know, the crews might change, the size of the crews, but don't be concerned. The NOPD is the best in the world at handling large crowds, whether they have one new chief or one old chief or one new mayor or one old mayor. They've tried and true practices that get refined every year.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time.
All right. Have a great day.
Thank you. Ronald Surpass, professor of practice in the Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.